Before we turn to God's word, let's pray together. Father, we thank you for so much that's been good about this morning. We pray as we turn to your word that your spirit would come and speak to us. Bring challenge, bring comfort, bring hope, bring correction, bring whatever we need this morning through your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The parable of the sower is probably the first recorded parable of Jesus. And if you remember, parable is basically a story with a hidden meaning. In the case of the disciples, as Jesus spoke the parable of the sower, they were scratching their heads, wondering what on earth it meant. And thankfully for them and for us, Jesus explained it. So we know that God is the sower. We know that the word of God or the Bible is the seed, and that people represent the several types of ground or soil that the seed falls upon. So I want us to think for a moment about the types of ground that the seed falls on. Then I want us to try and think of a way to apply it to our lives today. First of all, we have the path. And if you have your Bible open there, you may want to see how Jesus speaks of the path and then gives the explanation in verse 5 and verses 11 and 12, which I'll read for you again, if I may. Verse 5, farmer went out to sow seed. As he was scattering the seed, some fell along the path. It was trampled on, and the birds of the air ate it up. And then Jesus explains that in verses 11 and 12. This is the meaning of the parable. The seed is the word of God. Those along the path are the ones who hear, and then the devil comes and takes away the word from their hearts so they may not believe and be saved. Well, all around the fields in those days would have been the paths that the farmer would have walked on and would have used to sow the seed. Those paths would not have been plowed over. So sometimes as they were scattering seed, in those days they lifted up the front of their tunic and put the seed in like you would in a bag and threw the seed out by hand. So some fell on the path that was usually trodden on and walked, hard, compacted earth. And so the seed doesn't manage to take root there because the birds of the air come and take it away. Now, Jesus explains it's actually the devil who snatches away the word of God from people. This is not to excuse the people who allow this to happen, but remember that we're in a spiritual battle. We have, on the one hand, God who loves us and cares for us and wants us to have fullness of life in him, and on the other hand, the devil who wants to tell us, don't worry about God, don't think of God, and don't let his word impact your life. So there's that kind of battle that's going on. And it may be that people hear without listening. It may be that some people come to our churches, for example, for years and years, but somehow fail to make a commitment to Christ. It may be that some people don't like the messenger, or some people don't like the message. It makes them feel uncomfortable. Or they may refuse to take the word of God seriously as God's word. You see, one of the things I think about this book, the Bible, which is quite remarkable, is that it's not a dead book of historical writings. It is a book in which the very presence of God can be experienced, through which God speaks to us and speaks to us today. So if you don't believe that the Bible is the word of God, then its words will have less impact upon you as when you understand it to be God's word, which needs to be taken seriously. But if the path is hard, the seed doesn't penetrate the ground. The second kind of ground is rocky ground, and verse 6, we read about that, and then verse 13, so let me read those again. Some fell, verse 6, on rock, and when it came up, the plants withered because they had no moisture. And Jesus explains that in verse 13. Those on the rock are the ones who receive the word with joy when they hear it, but they have no root. They believe for a while, but the time of testing, they fall away. See, there are people whose response to hearing the good news of the gospel is, yeah, that's great. And it's the truth of God's word. And they say, yeah, we'll take that on board. but they have no roots and their lives are shallow. Perhaps some of us are like that because we want Christianity on our own terms. We maybe want a faith that costs us nothing. So when trouble and suffering come, there are no roots, no moisture to make the seed grow and sprout, and so people fall away. And the third type of ground, you see how I'm racing through the types of ground, because I want to get to the important stuff later on. Thorns, verses 7 and 14. Other seed, verse 7, fell among thorns, which grew up with it and choked the plants. And Jesus explains that in verse 14. The seed that fell among thorns stands for those who hear, but as they go on their way, they are choked by life's worries, riches, and pleasures, and they do not mature. Well, some people's response to God's word is, yeah, I really want to follow Jesus, but you know, have you noticed the cost of living? There's an awful lot of things to think about rather than worrying about what God says to me today. Or maybe some people say, I'd be a Christian, but the world's a really scary place. You know, keep your head down and try and just make a way of living. Maybe some say, I'll give my life to God when I've got a bit more. You know, I've got a small house and I'd like to trade up to a bigger house. Or I've got a small car. Do you know what? I came out of church recently. And one of the members was driving a Maserati. And I went over to her and I said, oh, you've got a Maserati. My little Kia is not quite up to that standard. I had envy. Imagine having envy of somebody's car. But some people say, well, you know, I need to make my way in life. I need to earn a living. I need to, you know, get established. I need to get the bigger car, the bigger house. Then I'd think about Jesus and what he demands of me. Oh, thorns can grow and choke take away the spiritual life. What Jesus calls worries, riches, and pleasures mean they cannot mature. Spiritual life gets choked. I kind of wonder whether there are those of us in church this morning who are that kind of people, hard soil, unprepared ground, thorns, and so forth. And, you know, I love this idea that Jesus comes to us. And there's a famous painting by Holman Hunt. And it's a door covered with ivy and plants growing over it, but there's no handle on the door on the outside. And Jesus is pictured with a lamp, the light of the world, and he's coming, he's knocking on the door, but there's no handle on the outside. It can only be opened from the inside. And I love that picture because it's a reminder to us that Jesus will not batter and blast his way into our lives. In fact, he said, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in. And maybe there are some of us this morning, and you're here at church, and that's brilliant to see you, but you're not actually a Christian. And Jesus says, I'm standing at the door of your life knocking. I'm not going to bash the door down, but I want you to open the door and let me in. And I've said to you before, I think on another occasion as a child, I prayed those little words, come into my heart, Lord Jesus, come in today, come in to stay, come into my heart, Lord Jesus. And I've said down through the years, I gave the little I knew of myself to the little I knew of God, but he did come in. And if you are in that situation where you've never opened that door of your life to Jesus, who's knocking and knocking today, because he knocks every day, maybe you need to open your heart and let him in. And the fourth kind of soil is the good soil that is mentioned, verse 8, and Jesus then explains it in verse 15. Still other seed fell on good soil. It came up and yielded a crop 100 times more than what was sown. The explanation, verse 15, but the seed on good soil stands for those with a noble and good heart who hear the word, retain it, and by persevering, produce a crop. When people cling to God's word and persevere, then great fruitfulness will follow. But note that even in the good soil, it's not a matter of the seed lying there. People who are part of that good soil and receive the word of God have to persevere. That's what's required. We are to be a community of God's people who allow God's word to shape and inform and transform.